Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. You're in a great, cool music. We got a cool new pop artist coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you like the music we're playing today, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And last but not least, if you want to see the in-studio guest photos, such as our guests of the hour, pop artist Andrew Zendejas, go to our Facebook page over at Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. And then last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, you could hit me up. That's at Tyrone Tan over on Twitter first. That's a T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy over on Twitter. And then thanks to the hacker there, it's at Tyrone Tan official over on Instagram. So T-Y-R-O-N-E Tan. T-A-N and official over on Instagram. And then also there's this new thing called Threads. So if you want to check me out, it's at Tyrone Tan official over on Threads. And then last but not least, if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, I'm Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right. So what we're going to do, normally I have my guest co-hosts come on in, but they're off today. And I like to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts we've had on that have rotated. Would you like to rotate guest co-hosts throughout the seasons? And, it's always fun to have them on. So I just want to say thank you for everyone that's participated. It's always fun having you guys on. So what I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be doing a quick movie review. And then we're going to be bringing in my guest of the hour, Andrew Zendejas. So before that, I'm going to talk a little. And normally, like I said, I'll banter with my guest co-hosts. Again, they're not here. So I I'm going to just go straight into talking about this movie I got to check out. And then maybe I'll talk to Andrew to see if he even saw this movie or maybe he's seen a movie. So I'm going to review really quickly this new movie that I just had the opportunity to see. And I saw this movie twice already. It's called Godzilla Minus One. Well, first off, here it goes. It's rated PG-13. Thanks to IMDb, here's a little quick synopsis. Again, Godzilla Minus One. Again, thanks to IMDb, here's a little quick synopsis. Post-war Japan is at its lowest point when a new crisis emerges in the form of a giant monster baptized in the horrific power of the atomic bomb. Directed by Takashi Yamazaki. It's also written by Takashi Yamazaki. And then starring, let me see if I could pronounce this correctly, Manami Hamabe, Ryunosuke Kamiki, Sakura Ando, and a plethora of other talented artists. And if I'm mispronouncing, do forgive me. I got to see this twice. So the first time I saw this was in a regular theater on the big screen. And then I liked it so much, I went back and saw it in 4DX, which is where the theaters move and shake and rumble, and there's fans going on to make, so when there's like, you're flying in the air about something that, you know, you could feel like the air and all that stuff, the wind. So I got to see this in 4DX, and I got to tell you this, not only did I love it the first time, but I even really loved it in 4DX. So if you have an opportunity to see this in 4DX, I mean, you could feel Godzilla's foot stomping down to everything that goes down. When he's throwing someone across the way, or bullets flying. It was just, it made you really feel like you were in the theater or you're in the movie. Again, that was in 4DX, but in general, if you can't see it in 4DX, again, the movie itself, I really, really enjoyed and loved. So again, if you have the opportunity to see it, again, it's called Godzilla Minus One. And I'm not the biggest Godzilla fan. I am a fan of Godzilla, but I'm just not, you know, I didn't watch every Godzilla movie that's ever been made, but I have been a fan since I was a kid. But this, in my personal opinion, and I've been hearing a lot of other great reviews as well, but in my personal opinion, is one of the best Godzilla movies made. So, again, it's not just a monster movie, so to speak. There's a human interest story is there. That's what's strong. That's what a lot of people have been liking about it. There's actually a good storyline, and then Godzilla happens to be in the movie as well. So, again, it's just... It's a really, really remarkable film. So I want to give hats off to the director and the cast. Everyone did amazing in this movie. And I highly, this is one of the few movies that I've actually just had said highly, highly recommend if you could check it out. Again, even if you're not into Godzilla, so to speak, I think you'll still like the movie just as a story. And then, like I said, Godzilla, when he steps in, it's Godzilla-esque. You know, movie time. So again, if you can check it out, again, it's called Godzilla Minus One, rated PG-13. It's out there in theaters. Check it out. And so without further ado, I'm going to be bringing in my guest of the hour. He is a dear friend, and we've been, we'll go back a little bit, try to see if we can go back in history and how we met, so to speak. But also, if not, we're going to listen to his music. He's finally here at the studio. And he's a pop artist. He's going to be debuting some new music here on our station, Indie 100 and Star Wars Entertainment and UBN. So here he is again. He is a pop artist, new to the scene, so to speak. And we're going to be debuting his some of his music here. So again, normally, you know, my guest co-host will banter on ways of how to bring our guests of the hour. Sometimes we'll bring them in on limos, maybe Millennium Falcons, hang gliders. I think we're going to do this a traditional way. He's a cool guy, so I thought we should bring him in something cool like a chariot, you know, make him feel really special. So I think we'll be bringing him in on the chariot, and I'm going to pop open that studio there. There's a whole bunch of fans outside there, and we're just going to bring him in on the count of three. We're going to whistle in the horses. Here we go. One, two, and three. Uh-oh. Here he comes on the chariot into the studio. He's waving to all the fans out there. Oh, they're throwing roses and stuff. I don't know. You know, they're throwing a bunch of stuff. I don't know. Shirts. And he's stopping for selfies, taking some photos out there. Oh, here he goes. Oh, they're just throwing him kisses and all that. So I don't know. But he's signing for some autographs. There he is. Stepping in the studio. All right. Paparazzi out there taking pictures of him as well. Here he is coming in, stepping off the chariot. Here he is, my dear friend, pop artist. Here he comes, Mr. Andrew Zendejas. Welcome, Andrew Zendejas, to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome.
Hi. Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
hello.
How you doing? Andrew Zendejas, pop artist.
Hi, guys.
Again,
hi,
welcome to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I got you a rose.
Thank you. Yeah, you got a lot of them over there. The overflow over there. Well, cool, man. It was finally great to have you here. But before that, you had a safe trip on the chariot.
Yeah, they're very great drivers.
Oh, cool. So let's do this really quickly. Since my guest host isn't here, I got to do a quick review on Godzilla Minus One. And then before we talk a little bit more about you, have you gotten to see maybe Godzilla Minus One or any movies out there in the theater?
I have not saw any movies lately.
Were you by any chance? Are you a movie buff kind of person? Do you like watching movies?
This is a weird thing. I've always wanted to be in acting in movies, but I never grew up watching movies.
Really?
Yeah, it's a weird thing. But
so what? Like what made you? What would you before you get into music? But what made you get into want to acting? Like if you never really watched movies, what was it? Television or?
Well, I grew up on a ranch, so I was working outside feeding the cows.
And, wow.
Yeah, so you know I was always doing that or climbing trees and all that fun stuff. But whenever someone watches a show or a movie, I'd stop by the living room and see and you know I love movies and I just always have this. Passion. People was going to want to be in entertainment in general.
Got it. Yeah. Okay, awesome. what movies that say spoke to your heart in general growing up? Was there a favorite movie that you had?
Oh, that's a tough question. Not really. I mean, I like Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump, okay. Forrest Gump. How about actors? Any favorite actors or actresses? That you really like? That
Adam Sandler? Jim Carrey.
Okay, yeah, so you like comedies,
yeah,
maybe.
Yes.
Okay, great. So what we're going to do, we're going to get the audience to get to know you, but you know, obviously I just wanted to kind of really quickly ask you if you saw any movies, but since you haven't.
No, I'm the worst person.
Yeah, so... I was going to see if you could piggyback on if you got to see Godzilla Minus One. But if not, again, we'll move on into your life, okay. Andrew Zendejas. So what we want to do, we want to get an audience to get to know you, if not fans already, become even more fans and get to know a little bit more about Andrew Zendejas. So we'd like to start off with this hard-hitting question. By any chance, did you get the memo?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, so the memo is we start off with hard-hitting questions. So are you ready for this hard-hitting question?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
I hope your people talk to my people. We're going to go. So the hard-hitting question we start off with is, were you born and raised?
Oh, my goodness. All right. I was born and raised in a little town called Calipatria, California.
Okay. Now, did you know growing up that you wanted to be a singer in the entertainment industry or, you know?
Definitely the entertainment industry. It's always... just a fool, you know, just always trying to make people laugh, class clown, you know.
Oh, you're the class clown.
Big time, yeah.
Name me something or tell me something that you would do in the class I would make, why anyone would consider you the class clown.
I can't explain it. Like, it has to be face-to-face. Like, I would, like, just do anything to distract them or make people laugh or smile or, you know.
Would you have to always have to stay after school?
Definitely. Detention and all that, you know.
Then they go, Andrew. See me after school.
Is and then so much makeup classes, and then I still like. I never even took Spanish class because I had to make up so much classes.
Wow, was that just because that's just your personality, or were you peer pressure to being the class clown, or you just
no? That's just me. I'm just
you're always like that.
Yeah, so I'm like okay, and then someone told me, I should be an actor, or you know, or something like that, and I was like, should, huh? So I, you know, did that whole tried doing the acting thing, and then. Yeah, I was working so much. You know how it is, right?
Yeah.
So it's like hard getting the jobs. And it was my first time being in camera. And I was so weird because I was staring at a black hole, it feels like, in the camera. And I just didn't know how to act. And I was like, you know what? I think I need like classes or something because this is.
Yeah, that's interesting. So being the class clown, when did you think, what was the part in your life, so to speak, or a point in your life where you said, okay, I want to do this as a career? I mean, was it in elementary, junior high, high school? Or
so it was about 7 years ago, actually.
Only 7 years ago?
Yeah.
So all this time since you were interested in entertainment,
uh-huh.
but you didn't pursue it until about 7 years ago.
Exactly. Oh, for music, yeah. For acting, acting too was within that 7 year mark too.
Okay. So then, what were you thinking you were going to be? Way beforehand, before 7 years ago.
So I always wanted to be in the medical field. Okay. So I've always wanted to be a nurse or something like that. And
so that was your direction.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of how we kind of met. Oh, do you mind if we talk about how?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. That's cool.
So basically how we met, I covered this thing. It's a cool film festival, the Mammoth Film Festival. It's coming up. So if you guys want to look into that, it's an awesome film festival. It's called the Mammoth Film Festival. And I do coverage on it. I've been doing it since it's kind of started, which is like the red carpet coverage and stuff like that, where I get to bust and get to interview a lot of the filmmakers, the celebrities and guests that come there. And we met, I want to say, was it COVID time or 2020 or 21 or?
Around that
time.
It was
like right towards the end of when pandemic was finishing, and they had the film festival resuming back, but they were still taking precaution. And so you were testing everybody to make sure that no one had COVID.
Yeah, so they hired us to
and us meaning who? You and your
me and your other guys. Yeah,
that you work for a company.
Yes,
because you what's your background before you get into your music is what?
Anything in the medical field. So I'm a phlebotomist.
Phlebotomist. Yeah. Okay.
But since I had my phlebotomy license, you know, they said, okay, well, we need, you know, during COVID, as long as you had a medical license, you were allowed to do swabs and you know. And it was strange to me. COVID was a whole strange thing in general.
Now, and for those that don't know, what is a phlebotomist?
A phlebotomist is a vampire. Someone who takes your blood at the hospital or clinics.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, and a lot of people don't like us.
Got it. Well, it's necessary, obviously, when you're doing testing and stuff like that. So you got into that. But then, so that's, you were actually testing me and my team that my camera crew and stuff like that. And then, but it's funny because we met and you had the mask on, and you know, like I didn't really recognize you. And then it wasn't until like I think after we finished, was it after the film festival? And then we all like kind of everyone kind of hung out. We all ate somewhere, and then
yeah, it was like a I don't know how I just remember meeting you guys at a. Some pizza spot.
Oh, that's right. It was. Okay. So, I think there was this local pizza place that a lot of people, because it's a small town at this film festival, that everyone kind of hangs out. And I think that's how we kind of interacted more.
Yeah. And then we're all sitting on the same table, or I think some of my guys wanted to meet with yours or something like that. I don't know how it happened, but I just know we're all sitting together at the table. And then I overheard, we're all talking about, you know, oh, what do you guys do after? Oh, actually, I don't know how we started talking, but it had to have been something about. You know, what do you do outside of this or something? I know I wanted to mention like, hey, I'm, you know, an artist too, and this and that, and kind of promote myself.
Got it. Yeah, and I think that's what, when then you mentioned you did music. And then I think I said, oh, I do a radio. So I think that's kind of how we connected. But we technically met because you were testing us, so to speak.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how our history. So let's go back. So when you were in elementary, obviously you said you were interested in the entertainment industry, mm-hmm. but you directed yourself into the medical field. So where did that come from? What made you choose going to the medical versus pursuing the entertainment field at that point?
My mom's always told me I need to have a job.
Okay.
So I have to have a job. I can't just go and, you know, be this and that. She says you need to work and, you know, make your own income and support yourself to do that.
Got it.
Which I'm so for. And so I was thinking, okay, I want to be in the medical field. And the reason I chose phlebotomy specifically is because it's only 3 weeks of schooling, 1 week of an externship, and then a state test. And there's no math involved. And to me, all you have to do is really memorize. It's a lot of memorization. Mm-hmm. And then that's it.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. And it's one of the highest paying out of, like, you know, say out of phlebotomy, medical assistants or CNAs.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't really deal with patients that much. Yeah. And, a lot of people don't like cleaning the patients and stuff, so we don't have to do that kind of stuff.
Wow.
And, you know, we just take blood. So it just wasn't I was weighing my options out, and I was like, okay, this isn't bad.
So then you got into that right after high school or what?
No.
You go to college? Or?
A little after, like about 2 years after high school, I believe.
Okay, yeah. So you did that, and then you got into it, and then obviously you enjoyed doing that.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, it's not bad. I'd rather, like I always say, I'd rather do that than be working in the fields or something. You know?
Yeah. So what's the highlights of doing that job for you? What excites you?
What excites me is that I still get to help patients. And before I felt like I wasn't helping them in the beginning because nobody would like us coming in or like, oh, you guys are here.
Yeah.
You know, but realistically we test their blood to see what infection's going on in their body or what's really going on with them. And I started appreciating my job more, and you know.
Yeah. Well, especially did you have your job before the pandemic?
Yes, I did.
So you probably had it. Probably just went overload when the pandemic happened because everyone needed your services, so to speak.
Yeah, it was always busy. Hospitals were always busy, and
Were you ever concerned during the pandemic time, like because you're so dealing with people close up and?
Not really. not really. I don't know. I mean, no, I always wore my PPE and you know.
Well, that's cool.
And I wasn't too...
Okay.
I didn't let it...
Well, yeah, because some people, like, you know, I'd be in a store, and you could make a one cough, and people would be like, try to, get away from me kind of attitude.
Yeah, it was a strange time, I mean, yeah.
But cool. So you got into that. So then from that point on, where did you start thinking about the music?
So I grew up... I grew up in a ranch and all, but my mom was a lead singer and my stepdad was a drummer in a band called The Real Deal in the Imperial Valley where I'm from.
Okay.
And so I always grew up in a music home, but it wasn't the traditional one where everybody's singing and, you know, washing dishes together and stuff. Yeah. It was more work. So I always saw it as, you know, just normal, like their work, that's their job.
Yeah.
And we would always help them with their speakers, take them to band practice, go to their shows, do everything. So... I guess I got it from my mom. You know, she was a lead singer, you know, entertainer and all. And I was like, oh, and actually what sparked everything is that I went to a friend's house one day and picked up an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
And then I started playing and it just out of nowhere.
Okay. There's something in my throat.
I just picked up an acoustic guitar and started playing and I was thinking, wow, I'm like making something here, and it's working. Like I could hear what I'm playing. I don't know. It was just a whole trip for me. And then I was like, okay, well, usually if I put my mind to something, I always get it done. Yeah, if I, you know, and I was like, I can make something big out of this. If I really pursue it, put my mind to music, I can do something, you know, with it. And so ever since then, I've had that bug, and I've been trying and trying and trying, and yeah.
So, wow. So then you really, so once you pick up that guitar, mm-hmm. then you just said, hey, let me try it. And then you just, that's when you get into recording, or maybe, or did you start recording?
No, I just recorded. I just wrote these songs not too long ago.
Oh, wow. So this is like this is really fresh. Yeah. Okay. Wow. So, and, but so when you were going to go from that, now, so from medicine into this, mm-hmm. and did you tell your family, and what were they? Were they supportive, or
yeah.
Or were they waiting for you to do this, or were they not encourage you in the beginning, or?
No, they always were so supportive, you know, thankfully, family, friends, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the beginning, of course, I didn't sound the best. I was like, oh, you know. And then, but I just knew what I had, and I knew what I could do. So I just, you know, some people told me, like some family and friends did tell me at the time, you know, you shouldn't, you know, make that your main career. You should, you know, this and that. And I was telling them, like, I can't. Like, I see myself doing this. Like, I just see it. I dream it. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
So, that's awesome.
You know?
So, and then, so you just started recording recently. Wow. So what we're going to be doing, well, let me ask you this. Who inspired you to become, let's say, a singer? Was there an artist? Was it your mother, your dad, or was it just someone else like that inspired you to become a singer?
I guess it'd be my mom.
Your mom?
You know, and my stepdad, because I grew up in, you know, like I said, in that music home where they were always working and doing stuff. And then I just feel, you know, when I started trying it, I was like, okay, I'm not that bad, you know. I can get better.
Yeah.
And it's just more of that. I was like, okay, well, let's see what I could do. You know, what can I do?
Does your mom and dad still play and still sing and all that?
No, they do not. But we are trying to form their old band back together so I could do a show back in my hometown.
Oh, wow. What was their name of the band? Let's give them a shout out.
It's called The Real Deal.
The Real Deal. Yeah, and then what's your mom's name?
Sylvia.
Sylvia?
Or they call her Sly.
Sly. And then your dad?
Hector.
Hector. All right. What's up, Sylvia or Sly?
Yeah,
and Sly. Hector. And The Real Deal. Check them out when they come back, I guess.
So we're trying to get a gig at the fair.
Okay.
So that's, you know, a big thing back home.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're trying to get on the main stage. And and I'm also trying to bring in, we're just thinking about all this like not too long ago. And we're contacting the fair, trying to, you know, make it happen. I even want to get a lot of people from that valley, a lot of kids, because I want a full choir in the background. I want a drum line. I want everything.
Oh, wow. You want the whole,
awesome. And I want to basically show, you know, everybody that, you know, that wants to do music or entertainment. I want dancers. I want, you know, all these people from the valley. I want them to see that everything is possible. Let's all do this together.
That's awesome. You know. And now, who else? Aside from your mom and dad, is there any other singers? Or musicians out there that really inspired you?
I guess the only one I could think of is Prince. Really,
Prince. Okay,
yeah. And it's funny because everybody. Yeah, I was gonna say. To Prince. Yeah,
well, you'll see photos of him on our Institute of Guest Photos on Facebook. If you want to check it.
And don't get me wrong. Everybody, even too, like the newer, a lot of, and then it's funny because I always think like there's a. I used to agree with people when they said, "Oh, you know, good music died," and this and that. But no, there's some young people, and then, you know, even people of all ages making great music. Just go take a listen. You know, people are making, like, there's this new kid named Steven Sanchez. He's making the music I've always wanted to make, you know, that love, Elvis-y kind of stuff, and I love it. There's another kid, Declan McKenna, you know, all these young people just doing really well, and I'm so proud.
You have, like, a top five songs in your car that you play all the time, or like that you are?
It's more of studying. Okay. So I would always listen to my own or my own recordings of songs that I'm making. So yeah, anytime I listen to music, it's always because I'm studying or I'm studying to do a performance.
Okay.
You know, so like it's always, again, like work to me, but it's so fun. You know?
So speaking of music, what we're going to do, we're going to cut to a music break. And normally, because if I'll have an actor or filmmaker on, we'll cut to a music of a person's song. But since you're the guest and you're the musician and you're the artist, we could cut to your song. you heard that was coming up.
So
we're going to cut to let the audience get a sneak peek. We're going to try to play two songs today.
Oh, cool.
So let's go with the first one. The first one's called Baby Girl.
Baby Love.
Baby Love.
Yeah, okay. Baby Love.
Oh, because your other one's called Pretty Girl. Yeah, yeah. So I'm seeing two different sentences. Okay. So Baby Love, tell the audience what the song's about before we play, and then what inspired you to do this particular song.
Oh, that's a tough question, because a lot of songs that I write, like I said, they were just written. They literally just wrote themselves, you know, but when I listen it more to it more and more, I'm starting to realize this is a song about a relationship of two people that it's just the wrong time. They love each other so much, but they know that they're going to be together. So, and then they end up being together, and you know, it's just one of those love songs.
Well, we'll talk more a little after we play it. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to introduce this song. And so, is this the first time we're debuting it anywhere?
Yes, on the radio.
Wow.
So, yeah,
okay, so we're debuting it here on indie100.com radio, Star Wars Entertainment, UBN. So again, it's called this one is called Baby Love. We want you to check it out, hear it. If you like it, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. And then we'll talk more about this song. Again, here it is. It's called Baby Love by Andrew Zendejas. Let me know, and then we'll be back more to talk with pop artist Andrew Zendejas right after this break. Well, here we go. Okay, ready? Okay, we're debuting this again. It's Andrew Zendejas with Baby Love, and we'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Now listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Baby Love, I really wanna see you cry no more. And tomorrow I'll be waiting at your door, hoping you feel the same as I do. It's so easy just to fall in love. Swear up and down into the stars above. Same old story that I can't give up. But you really know that you're my only one. As a tear slowly slips your eye, baby, don't you worry, we will make it by. Just believe that you used to wear. It's such a feeling that I cannot bear. As a tear slowly slips your eye, baby, don't you worry, we will make it by. Just believe it'll be alright. I'll see you in the morning light. I really want
right. That was Baby Love by Andrew Zendejas. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. But if you really like that song, check out Andrew Zendejas. We're going to ask him. Can they find it anywhere?
Well, they can find it on all major platforms.
Okay, which is like Spotify.
Spotify, awesome. Apple, Pandora, and Peloton.
Then, wow. And then do you have a website or social medias? Or?
Yeah. So follow me at Andrew Zendejas.
Okay, that's A-N-D-R-E-W. And then Zendejas, Z-E-N-D as in dog, E-J-A-S. That's Andrew Zendejas. Again, A-N-D-R-E-W. Is there underscore or anything, or just Andrew?
Oh, it's just that. The only difference, I think, on TikTok, it's Andrew.Zendejas. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, but on Instagram or whatever.
Everything else, Facebook, all that.
Just Andrew Zendejas. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Andrew Zendejas. Check him out, and then on Spotify as well. Good job, man. That's your first song, debut, everything?
Yeah.
Wow, you have great vocal chords and everything. Thanks. Awesome. Well, good song. Wow, excited for you. I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you.
Wow, so let's talk a little bit more about that song. How long did it take you to write that song and actually make that song, since you said that everything is all pretty much brand new?
This was a weird, like I said, this whole thing's weird. It's like, I don't know, it's hard to explain. So on one of my assignments, actually, for, you know, for phlebotomy, my job assignments, I was at a hotel, like right now. Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm out here. I was at a hotel, and then I didn't bring my equipment with me. This time I did. Uh-huh. And I got a guitar from Guitar Center, like a little $100 one. And I was just sitting down in the, you know, like I couldn't sleep because I was thinking about, you know, music. I was thinking, okay, I want to make something.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay. Threw me off there. Okay. I pressed something wrong. Okay. But so you were going.
Yeah, no, I just, it was basically like 3 a.m. And then I was like, okay, I just picked up the guitar, sat on the little couch, and then started playing the beginning to that song on the guitar. And then I recorded the melody. And then that's all I had there. And then I went home, and then I haven't even unpacked or anything yet. You know, I was exhausted already from the whole traveling and stuff. And then, I was just thinking, okay, I need to get to work, you know, focus again. Let's start writing. So I went back to the voice memo, started listening to it, and then it just started writing itself. I was like, okay, what rhymes with this? How does this go? Does that make sense? And I was like, okay. Yeah, and that's...
Wow.
Yeah.
So from start to finish, how long for that particular song? From start to finish, from the conception to recording? Weeks? Months?
I guess... I don't know. I don't know, because... Yeah, it was... I don't know. Because everything's kind of quick and little... I don't know, maybe...
Yeah, you from time.
And let's see, it was October of...
Oh, wow. Just past October.
Yeah, October.
Wow.
Yeah, because I remember on the voice recordings, it said October, and then, you know.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, cool. All right. Well, now we're ready for your next song, since we got your little hype. Okay, so let's talk about, you got this next one is called Pretty Girl.
Yes.
What inspired you to do this particular song? What's this song about?
So this song, the chorus is, and the piano is something I've had in my head for, maybe 4 years now. Mm-hmm. And, excuse me, I had a burp, I'm sorry, excuse me. It's just that chorus of it. And then I knew it was something special, but I didn't know until we got to the studio. I was like, okay, now we're throwing this in, let's throw this in. And then, it's basically what it comes up down to is, this song is a motivational song. And it's for, it says pretty girl, you know, mainly talking to ladies and all, but it can mean to anybody too. It's saying that you're going to be all right. You're going to make it tonight. You're going to, you know, it's a fun little song.
Okay. So what we're going to do, we're playing Pretty Girl. Mm-hmm. Let me know what you think of this song as well. Again, let me know. Yeah, it would be mm-hmm. kind of cool, because again, the first one was Baby Love. Now this is Pretty Girl. And we'll talk more about this song, more in depth about it. So here is Andrew Zendejas. Again, it is called Pretty Girl. And we'll be back more to talk with Andrew Zendejas right after this. Here we go.
All genres, all indie.
Listen carefully.
The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100. We'll be right back.
Okay, that was Pretty Girl by Andrew Zendejas. Again, if you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. But again, if you really, really like that song, you like Pretty Girl or Baby Love, check out Andrew Zendejas. Go to his Spotify. Go to his social medias, websites, all that kind of good stuff. Check them out. Again, they're there and support him. Again, it's Andrew Zendejas, A-N-D-R-E-W, Z-E-N as in Nancy, D as in dog, E-J-A-S. That's Andrew Zendejas. Check him out. Again, the songs we just played were Baby Love and Pretty Girl. They debuted here on IndieWonders.com Radio, Star Wars Entertainment, and .TV and UBN. Well, man, really enjoyed that song. Really fun.
Thanks, yeah.
I don't. It's kind of got, I don't know, like a Beatlesque vibe to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that? I mean, what have people told you? Like, what kind of like what you know? What do they compare you to?
Everybody. Oh, the funny thing my mom says is that because people want to know like who does he sound like or something. My mom says he has his own sound and, yeah. You know, I don't know. I can't see it from outside, but I just...
Well, I mean, it's just... I don't know how to explain it. Like, that's why I felt sometimes like there's this Beatles-esque kind of style. Like, it's like a fun, like, you know, like... what song that's coming to my head from the Beatles that it has this, like, you know, like, upbeat, and then it's
so
like,
a lot of people have told me, and I see this myself, this song needs to be in a movie.
Yeah, that's right.
This song, you know what I mean?
And I think, you know why I thought of Beatles, because I was watching this, my brother-in-law, I was at their house, and he was watching that movie where the guy, he gets trapped in, like, playing all these Beatles songs. And you know what movie that is? And then, like, he...
Yesterday?
So I think
I did watch that one, though.
Yeah, so then it was kind of fresh in my head. So then I'm going, but it had these upbeat, cool songs, and just that's why, you know, kind of...
Yeah, definitely.
How this,
Beatles,
you know,
are big inspiration to
it. Yeah, so it's had this vibe to it, a really cool vibe. So really enjoyed it. Really like it. Again, let me know what you guys think. Again, tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Again, the songs are called Baby Love, Pretty Girl. Again, let me know, but also, most importantly, support him. Check out his social medias at Andrew Zendejas over on Instagram, TikTok. I think he said Andrew.Zendejas.
Yeah.
And then, then there's Spotify, and then you have websites or anything? Or?
For people that don't have, social media or stuff like that, you can hear the music on, it's called Andrew.Zendejas at hearnow.com.
Oh, okay.
So you can hear it on that website as well.
Awesome. Well, cool. So let's talk about this one. So Pretty Girl, again, what was, from concept to writing to recording, how long for this process?
Ooh. So this one took about, like I said, the melody and the piano and the chorus in general was about a good 3-4 years, you know,
wow,
that I've had in my head and everything. And I've, you know, recorded myself on my phone. And then just one day, it just kind of just wrote itself again, you know.
So was there anyone that you had in mind when you were singing Pretty Girl, or when you wrote Pretty Girl? Like, was there that one person? Or
No, but I have a lot of love. So, I mean, you know, and I'm a big fool, you know, so I fall pretty hard and stuff. So, you know, I have that kind of, and all that speaks in the songs.
Has your heart been broken before?
Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. Too many times. Yeah, I love a lot. So it's
awesome. So, well, that's awesome. I'm very proud of you. Again, this is your first songs that you've recorded and debuted, and it's really, really actually exciting. You have a really good voice, really vibe to you musically, as well as a personality for people that know you yet. But yeah, it's really cool. So, so what are your plans now in general? Like, are you, like, you obviously record these songs? Are you going to do an album, or what's your plan?
I have this EP that I let out, and I'm just letting it, you know, letting the world hear, just give a taste of what I'm about. And then I do have songs already written, you know, for an album, so I just need to go get them recorded now. And then I'm barely learning a lot about the music industry, so I'm trying my best to figure out when's the best time to do what and when. And, you know, I'm just really learning about everything.
Awesome.
And so, yeah.
I know you want to go on tour one day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely. I need to make this my living, my job, you know.
Awesome. It's, so who would be ideal situation? We'll put it out there. Let's speak it into the existence.
All right.
If you had a choice, like if you could play with anybody or for anybody, open up or just like, you know, get to record with anybody, who would that be?
So since I've been, lately I've been doing my homework and research and all that stuff. I would love to open up for three people right now. One of them would be Greta Van Fleet. Second person, Steven Sanchez. Third would be this Declan McKenna. You know, they're all around the same kind of music genre that I'm in. And, yeah, I just love everything that they're doing, and it'd be such an honor to do that.
Well, you never know. You never know. I've seen stuff like this happen. So, okay, well, the show is ultimately about inspiring others. You've been inspired, you know, yourself. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, become a singer, you know, a musician, or just follow their dreams in general?
So, that's a very good question. First of all, get a job, basically, you know, another job to support yourself financially. That was one of the best advices I've ever gotten from my mom. And it really helps a lot. It helps you, you know, it just helps so much when you have money. So have a job and work as hard as you can. Don't ever, ever give up in anything. No matter what people say, so many people are going to say, you should do this or you shouldn't do that. It's unrealistic. You got to think about reality. If you in your head know that reality and you see it, you dream it, you believe it that much, you follow your heart and you do not look back. You keep going and you never give up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Andrew Zendejas, it's been a pleasure and finally great to have you here. And then what could we look forward to next? Or what are you writing something soon right now? Or
I want to do a lot of stuff. If I could get a big opportunity off of this radio show, and you know, from everything that I'm planning, so much season, I'm trying my best to work to get out there. Like I said, I need to make this my full-time career, and I'm willing to do everything it takes. So
awesome. Well, again, so let's shout out one more time. How do people check you out one more time?
You can listen to my music on all major platforms, Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, or anything, YouTube even. You can follow me on all socials at Andrew Zendejas. And on TikTok, it's a little different. It's Andrew.Zendejas. But yeah, everything else. I mean,
any music videos out there on YouTube?
No, but I am trying. That is the next part, actually. I wanted to. Yeah, it is in the works, definitely.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Again, congratulations. Excited for your new path here into the music world. I'm proud of you. And again, you have a great sound, and you said you're a great person. So again, please follow him. Check him out. Andrew Zendejas again. And then hopefully you'll be back, and then we'll, you know, get to play more of your music.
Thank you so much. I love you guys. Thank you for supporting.
Thank you. God bless you, my man. And then thank you all for tuning in. Again, I appreciate all your guys' love and support. And keep it those positive emails coming in. I love reading those off the air sometimes. And and have a great holiday season coming up here. Merry Christmas. There's Hanukkah. A lot of different holiday seasons this time of year. So I just want to, you know, say God bless you guys all, and hope everyone has a great holiday season here. And New Year's coming up. And man, hopefully 2024 rocks for you as well.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
God bless you again. And I'd like to end off my show. Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Peace.